KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports here this morning. First in high school track and field last night at the Hawkeye 10 conference meet held in Carroll. On the girls' side, Glenwood won the team title with 155 points. Harlan with 136 was second. Atlantic placed third with 109. Lewis Central 102 was fourth. Clarinda placed fifth. Glenwood grabbed the team title behind wins from Marissa Ozdemore in the 100 hurdles, Emma Hughes in the 1500 and the 3000 meters, Abby Hughes in the 400 hurdles, Coral Matheny in the high jump. They also got 4x100 and shuttle hurdle relay wins last night. Harlan's winners included Kaya Beaker in the 800 meters, the 4x200 meter relay, the 4x400 relay, the 4x800 relay, the sprint medley, and the distance medley. Atlantic got wins from Haley Rasmussen in the 200 and 400 meters. Ava Rush took second. Taylor McCready was third in the 800 meters. McCready also finished third in the 1500 and the 3000 meters. Atlantic also a second place finish in the 4x800 meter relay. On the boys' side, Lewis Central won the team title with 141 points. Glenwood, 139, a close second. Clarinda was third with 98.5. Harlan with 92 points, fourth. And Atlantic with 83.5 points, placing fifth. Lewis Central got event wins from Ryan Rowe in the long jump, Ethan Eichhorn in the 3,000 meters. They also had relay wins in the 4x100 and 4x800. Harlan's winners were Aiden Hall in the 100 and 200, Will McLaughlin in the discus, and the 4x200, 4x400, and sprint medley relay teams. Atlantic picked up a double win from Craig Allen Becker in the 800 meters and the 1600 meters. Colin Mullinex won the 110 hurdles and grabbed second in the 400 hurdles, while the Trojans also took the distance medley relay title last night. Also at the Southwest Valley Boys track meet, it was Cam capturing the title as they win with 127 points. Central Decatur with 82.5 points second. Lenox third with 81. East Union had 75 and Nottoway Valley 54 points as they round out the top five. Individually, Cam picked up wins from Lane Speaker in the 100 meters and the long jump, Sam Foreman in the 110 hurdles. They also had 4x100 and shuttle hurdle relay wins last night. Cade Tickner was second in the discus and Reese Oglesby the runner-up in the shot put. Nottoway Valley's Toby Bauer won the 1600 meters and his teammate Doug Berg a winner in the 3200 meters in that meet last night. Also in Mount Air at the Raiderette Relays in the Class A team scoring, Wayne wins with 140.5 points. Mount Air second, 138.5. Nottoway Valley placing third with 97. Nottoway Valley got wins from Maddox DeVault in the 100 and 200 meters. Sophia Broers won the 3,000 meters. Maddie Fry the long jump. And the Wolverines also won the 4x100, 4x200, and shuttle hurdle relays. Griswold's Hope Ogg also a winner last night as she grabbed the 100-meter hurdles title. In the Class B team scoring, Bedford wins with 107 points. Lenox, 105 points for second. Seymour, Lamoni, and Murray, the top five. Bedford got wins from Emily Baker in the shot put. Also, they won the 4x100, 4x200, 4x400, and distance medley relays. At the Jim Unick co-ed track meet last night, it was Pocahontas Area winning the girls' team crown with 87 points. South Central Calhoun, Northwest Webster, IKM Manning, and Glidden Ralston round out the top five. IKM Manning's Alexa Arenholtz won the 100 meters, while Peyton Sherdan's Daniel Hoyle won the discus. On the boys' side, Pocahontas Area wins the title there, IKM Manning placing second. Glidden Ralston's Brigham Daniel won the 100, 200, and 400-meter titles. The Wildcats also won the sprint medley. IKM Manning's Quentin Dreyer won the 800 meters and the 3200 meters. The Wolves also picked up the 4x400 meter relay title as well. Now moving on to golf from last night, Nottoway Valley hosting a 3-1 boys golf tournament Thursday as players combined a round of stroke play with a round of best shot and a round of better ball. And in the end, it was ACGC winning the team title with 349. Winner set a 353 total. Pleasantville 356, Bedford 362, and Southeast Warren at 370 round out the top five. Cam, Nottoway Valley, and Earlham round out the field. Winner set one stroke play with a 180. ACGC took the top spot in best shot with a 75, while Bedford was best in the better shot with an 85 in that tournament yesterday. Also in girls' golf yesterday, Audubon picked up a 211-228 win over Underwood. Glenwood beat Red Oak 191-253. Lenox topping Mount Air 227-236. Logan Magnolia beating Missouri Valley 239-241. Shenandoah shot 200 to defeat Essex at 224 and Sydney at 231. Wayne beat Mormon Trail 214 to 234. Also in girls golf at the Council Bluffs City Tournament, Lewis Central had the win with a 219. St. Albert at 225. Abe Lincoln shot 490. They finished in third place yesterday. Also in boys golf yesterday, Denison, a winner over Harlan, 193 to 201. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley yesterday. Mount Air over Lennox, 214 to 230. Sydney shot a 185 to beat Shenandoah, who shot 192, and Essex, who had 196. Underwood, winner over Audubon and Fremont Mills in a three-team meet as Underwood shot 173, Audubon 177, Fremont Mills 189. Kobe Fink of Underwood had the low round of 38. Also at the Sheraton tournament, Creston took fourth place. Colby Berg was the individual champion for the Panthers in that meet yesterday. Also in high school sports last night, in girls' soccer action, it was Denison Sleswig over Carroll 7-0. Harlan beat Creston 5-1. Missouri Valley over Riverside 4-0. Tri-Center topping Logan Magnolia 7-0. In boys' soccer, it was Creston over Indianola 3-1. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 5-0. Riverside over Missouri Valley 2-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton topping Denison Sleswig 3-1. And Tri-Center down Logan Magnolia in penalty kicks last night. In high school tennis, in girls' action, Audubon over Clarinda 6-3. Abe Lincoln beat Glenwood 7-2. Kemper Catholic over Denison Sleswig 9-0. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 7-2. Thomas Jefferson 9-0 over Omaha South. In boys' tennis, Atlantic defeating St. Albert 6-3 as Atlantic got singles wins from Bodie Johnson, Dayton Templeton, Brian York, and Hunter Wepler. Also doubles winners included Johnson and Templeton and York and Wepler. Abe Lincoln also beat Glenwood 8-1. It was Clarinda 6-0 over Audubon. Kemper Catholic edging Denison Sleswig 5-4. And Southwest Valley a 9-0 winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. That's in boys tennis yesterday. In Major League Baseball, St. Louis fell 4-1 to the Mets yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. The Cards managed just three hits. Tommy Edman, Dylan Carlson, Nolan Arenado all providing singles. Bader drove in the only run. John Gant took the loss, allowing two runs, one of those earned on five hits and six walks as the Cards fall to 18-14 on the season. The Royals fell for the fourth straight time to Cleveland, 4-0. Kansas City got just four hits for the day. They went 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position as Danny Duffy picked up the loss despite giving up just three runs on eight hits and 5 2/3 innings. Royals fall to 16-14 on the season. Elsewhere in the baseball yesterday, Astros beat the Yankees 7-4, Phillies over the Brewers 2-0, Rangers in 10 innings 4-3 over the Twins, Red Sox beat the Tigers 12-9, Blue Jays over the A's 10-4, Braves beat the Nationals 3-2, the Marlins over the Diamondbacks 3-1, and the Rays beat the Angels by an 8-3 final. Albert Pujols was cut by the Los Angeles Angels on Thursday, and that abruptly puts an end to the 41-year-old superstar slugger's decade with his second major league team. That surprise announcement by the Angels yesterday to move to designate Pujols for assignment just one day after he wasn't in the lineup for the slumping club's fourth consecutive loss. That decision was made after Pujols, who was dissatisfied with the irregular playing time, had a late-night meeting with general manager Perry Manassian and team president John Carpino. Pujols, who's hitting just 198 this season, is determined to play first base regularly for another team after he clears waivers. Angels manager Joe Maddon said that Pujols is fifth in Major League history with 667 career homers and 13th with 3,253 hits. The three-time National League MVP for St. Louis was in the final season of a 10-year, $240 million contract with the Angels, but Pujols' determination was incompatible with the Angels' desire to make everyday players out of first baseman Jared Walsh and designated hitter Shohei Ohtani, who have both significantly outperformed Pujols as two of the AL's top hitters. A 10-time All-Star and the oldest active player in the majors, Pujols had 5 homers and 12 RBIs this year, playing in 24 of the Angels' 29 games. Manassian said the decision to cut ties with Pujols was really difficult. These are never easy, especially with a guy like this who loves the game as much as anybody I've ever met, who works as hard as anybody I've ever met. But since I've taken this job, to me it's about what's best for the organization moving forward. Pujols joined the Angels after 11 successful seasons with the Cardinals, during which he won 3 league MVP awards, earned 2 World Series rings, received 9 All-Star selections, won a National League batting title, and hit 445 homers, while establishing himself as one of the greatest sluggers of his generation. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company.